It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time. Bachelor Nation is going insane. Bachelor Peter rumored to be dating a show producer.
I know that I'm falling in love with you.
What? Okay, so here's the rumor that Peter is already in a relationship, because obviously we know they pre-record, they pre-tape all of these things that we're seeing just now, with a Bachelor producer named Julie. Rumors began swirling online that Peter has already found love on the show, but with a producer on the side, because she had posted a New Year's Eve photo with him standing in the background.
How dumb is she? And I don't mean this to be an insult, but working in that business, McKenzie, like, don't they know that everything's scrutinized, especially if she's having that relationship? You have to hide him.
Right? I know. And then another photo circulating of those two lunching together at Carmine's. I mean, of course, they could just be like, oh, we're just friends.
We're talking about the final episode.
Yeah, of course, the senior VP, and everyone's like, oh, it's just a rumor. It's a good rumor, but it's crazy. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good, more pub for the show. But there's been contestants kicked off of shows because they've been diddling with producers on the side while they're filming.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, is it even allowed? I don't know the contract for that stuff, but also, do you think if it is, like, happening?
No, it's not allowed No, it's not allowed. Like, it is not allowed.
So do you think maybe they're creating this just for the buzz?
I don't know.
We're talking about it? It's like, oh my God, I got to keep on watching to see what happens?
I do want to say, don't you feel like forbidden love, though, is so hot? Like, when it's not allowed, don't you want it more?
Well, as a married man, no. I only have one woman I love. It's like, my wife.
I'm not saying that.
Am I falling for that trap again?
On set, you have all these women, but the woman you are not allowed to be with might be a hair more attractive because you can't have it.
Well, and everyone says that, Pilot P is super kind of like sexual. Mm-hmm. So I could definitely see him being like into that, like, oh, I can't, it's like, I want what I can't have.
Exactly.
I don't think
natural.
He was being sexual. He just said, hey, would you like to come check out the cockpit? That's an actual part of the airplane. A little
bit
different.
He's been waiting to use that one. But
thank
he's
you.
He's here all morning, folks. All morning.
And tonight.
Margot Robbie, Birds of Prey, and a lot of people want to check this out. That's the new name. So it was Birds of Prey, but they're actually changing the name to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, because they kind of had a shy opening. Oh, it didn't make as much money as they thought.
Can I help you?
Why, yes, yes, you can. I'm here to report a terrible crime.
And what terrible crime is that?
This one.
And you know, they were saying a lot of that was because of the coronavirus. Like, people were afraid to go out and watch.
Yeah, exactly. So it made 33 mil, and they were expecting like 55 million. So yeah. So they changed it from Birds of Prey to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. Do you think it'll have an impact?
I don't know. I do want to see it.
Yeah.
I have no interest in seeing it. I watched a trailer and I thought it looked super cheesy and
corny.
I am
so, like, I would totally just want to watch everything at home these days. Like, I don't care to go to the theater unless it's some movie that's amazing.
But would you want to watch it at home, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd take it out at home, but, you know. Hugh Jackman, this is such good news. He got all clear from his skin cancer diagnosis.
Just had my 3-month checkup. Just a reminder, go and get your skin checkup. Takes 5 seconds. I'm all clear. Gives me peace of mind. And just do it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. He's been battling. He had basal cell carcinoma, which is obviously much better than having like melanoma, but a spot taking off his nose. He's really struggled. He got his last skin check, though, and he is clear. I'm happy to report. And speaking of noses, Keith Urban got a real strange request from a fan.
Somebody in the meet and greet the other day asked me to sign their nose, which I didn't do. That's just plain weird. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but it's not like he said, hey, can you sign my boob?
He declined it. Keith Urban, best smelling man in country music.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Would you spend $20,000 on your pet to save its life? This one guy did.
We had an episode in November where she came back from a walk and she fainted. She has an enlarged heart because she has a damaged, what's called a mitral valve. Anything for Lola, you know, she's family.
I mean, this guy drained his 401k.
Our show straight up got into a battle yesterday, so we had to bring this back up.
We're going to talk to you next. If you want to join in the conversation, hop on the lines early. It's 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.